www.healthcmi.com. Acupuncture continuing education online today, long COVID. So this comes right from our newsroom. If you go to healthcmi.com, click on news, you can see this article entitled Acupuncture COVID-19 Relief. And sure enough, researchers from the University of Pennsylvania in the neurosurgery department and Tianjin University of Traditional Chinese Medicine combined and determined that acupuncture alleviates respiratory, digestive, cardiovascular, and nervous system disorders associated with COVID-19. The research is all there. They discovered a few things, but basically, people are getting long-term side effects from COVID. This is not unusual for nasty viruses. And what they found was that the application of acupuncture could do things like help the breathing, restore a sense of taste and smell, stop some this chronic dry cough and some headaches. A lot of people are getting headaches. There was a few things that it was really good at. They gave the acupuncture points. Acupuncturists would find this interesting that Dazoid GV14, one of the classic antifebril, antiviral points in Chinese medicine, was really good for kind of respiratory issues in chronic fevers, dyspnea, chest pain, tightness, things like that. There was a few other points mentioned. One of them is called Ding Chuan, which is really special on the back. Really just opens up the lungs. And then there were a lot of digestive problems, diarrhea, abdominal discomfort, nausea, all this stuff long-term. And no big surprises, some of the classic acupuncture points were also mentioned there. So if you go to HealthCMI as an acupuncturist, you can see this. But I do recommend seeing a licensed acupuncturist based on this research for the treatment of long COVID, because it's simply getting the job done. What's nice at the HealthCMI site, both for the layperson and for the licensed acupuncturist, is the points, the herbs, it's all listed and laid out there by research. So enjoy the news department to really get in there so that an acupuncturist can really see what the research is showing. Now, why is it so successful? Well, if we back up a little bit to 2003, before 2019, when COVID-19 evolved, there was an original COVID outbreak then. Now, it was a different strain, different mutation. But the Chinese government and Chinese industry tackled it at that point. And they were able to contain it and wipe it out. And that's when you got herbs like Lianhua Qingwen, which is a popularly sold herbal medicine, and Qingfei Baidusan started to emerge as important herbal medicines. And since 2003, that research has been conducted. And so we know it prevents viral replication and clears it from the system. It gets rid of a lot of symptoms, benefits the lungs, etc. Well, now we're also getting some of the results for acupuncture, and the symptoms change. Now, this is the problem with COVID. Some people might, let's say on the East Coast of the United States, see a strain that gives them sore throat, whereas on the West Coast, let's say, they don't have sore throat, just headaches and maybe loss of taste and smell. These things mutate, they change. They're world travelers, these viruses, and they love to survive and mutate. And so some of these acupuncture point prescriptions, some of these herbal prescriptions are going to shift and change dependent upon the individual needs of the patient and what strain we're up against. This is also why sometimes vaccines don't work against certain things, because they may not have been designed to address a specific strain. And so people get exposed and they contract it. So great research. Go to healthcmi.com, take a look at it. But there's a lot of relief for people, a lot of that chronic fatigue. We saw this before with the Epstein virus problem years ago. That was getting chronic fatigue in people. We called it chronic fatigue syndrome from that. And we're seeing the same thing with long COVID, a lot of chronic shortness of breath, headaches, sore joints, a lot of chronic aching and pains. And we're getting in there and we're seeing that the acupuncture herbs are really filling that gap and really complementing a lot of other existing conventional treatments and getting the job done and clearing this virus from the system and clearing those symptomatic presentations. I'm Adam White, licensed acupuncturist. Thank you for listening. www.healthcmi.com.